KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. A judge has ordered a Fairbanks woman to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the family of an 11-year-old boy who was killed last year. Judge Bethany Harbison on Thursday ordered Yuki Kim to pay approximately $420,000 in restitution to the family. Kim is serving a 3.5-year sentence for criminally negligent homicide. She struck Jameson Thrune as the boy walked to University Park Elementary School last August. She had taken 5 different types of prescription medication the morning of the crash. Kim pleaded guilty to homicide as part of a plea deal and was sentenced in June. Soon, medical visits in the YK Delta could become simpler and possibly safer. KYUK's Mark Earhart reports the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is working on a new elaborate electronic health record system so community clinics and the hospital in Bethel can share patient information in moments. YKHC Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says the system will greatly improve communication throughout the corporation and ultimately provide patients with better care.
So if a patient's in a village, that the doctor in Bethel can see the information that the health aide enters, and that I can transmit information to pharmacy and to the radiologist and so on and so forth. So just to make sure that all the pieces work together.
Currently, Hodges says YKHC has an old school health record system, literally pens and paper, files and folders.
This will completely eliminate all of that because it will all be available on the computer. And so the doctor in Bethel can just log onto the computer and have access to everything that's happened to the patient.
Hodges says this EHR system, which uses the internet to communicate, has been a long time in the making. But YKHC hasn't done it alone. They had a lot of help from people like Mike Reeves. Reeves is an executive from Cerner, the company out of Kansas City that's helping YKHC build the EHR system.
In the old way of doing business, you had an illegible handwriting issue or an interpretation of the physician's handwriting issue that would be misinterpreted by a nurse. Well, that can't happen under the system.
He says the system will have automatic alerts that pop up if a patient is allergic to a drug or if 2 prescriptions would be dangerous if taken together.
You know, things like this are built into the system, which improves the overall quality of the health care provided.
When the EHR is finally rolled out, there is a backup system in case the electronic record goes down. He says they'll be able to document on paper and be able to communicate with Cerner. YKHC plans on taking a few months to work out all the kinks before unveiling the system officially on January 28th. A Bethel man has died after being found in an unheated home in sub-zero temperatures. Norbert Kashatok was pronounced dead at a Bethel hospital early Tuesday morning. Officials say he and possibly others were attempting to live in the home, even though it didn't have heat. Police say no foul play is suspected, and they are not investigating further. The Nome Port Commission outlined spending for $10 million from the state of Alaska's general obligation bonds at last night's meeting. This funding will be granted to the city of Nome to put toward port design and construction. Chairman of the Nome Port Commission, Jim West Jr.
Basically, what we decided to do, we're pulling out of the GO bond that the state passed in the last election, which was $10 million.
He says $1 million will be pulled out of the funds for design and extension of a deep water port. $4 million will be taken out to start dredging and begin a high ramp project in the inner harbor.
A dual role there is to give us some relief of congestion from the small boats that have. We're going to dig that down to about 4 feet and then completely dig out the high ramp to approximately 8 to 10 feet.
West says taking out only half of the $10 million would provide an opportunity to see exactly how much money is actually spent on these projects. He says the remaining balance would be put toward the mid-dock extension, a project estimated at $14 million. City Manager Josie Benke says that some projects around the state won't begin construction for about 5 years, but construction in Nome could begin sooner.
Many of our projects are shovel-ready. as soon as we get a grant agreement signed, we'll be able to begin spending money on these projects.
In the November election, Alaska voters approved bonds totaling $453,499,200 to pay for transportation and infrastructure projects around the state. In other business, the commission approved recommending a resolution to the Nome City Council to impound the Rustler Conoco vessel belonging to Mike Benchoff and to ban the owner from using the port anymore. The resolution also authorizes the city attorney to sue Benchoff for money owed. According to a letter from the Port of Nome to Benchoff, more than $28,000 is overdue. The Nome City Council will make the decision of whether or not to approve and enforce this resolution. Protection of sites held sacred by American Indian and Alaska Natives will be bolstered under a memorandum of understanding signed by four federal agencies and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the agreement recognizes the shared responsibility the agencies have to respect and foster Native American cultural and religious heritage. The agencies plan to work during the next 5 years to raise awareness about sacred sites. That includes developing a website, a training program for federal employees, and guidance for managing sacred sites. The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is returning to Fairbanks. The organization's board voted Thursday to bring the annual convention back to Fairbanks in October 2013. Jeff Jacobson is the chief of staff for Fairbanks North Starborough Mayor Luke Hopkins. He says the convention gives the city the opportunity to showcase interior Alaska to the rest of the state. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up 50 cents an ounce to $1,701.50. Silver is down 2 cents an ounce to $33.11. Zinc is at 91 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 9:03 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially -5 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.